USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Soon to be going to prison for lying to Congress, among other things, President Trump's longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, is telling the House Oversight Committee he did make bad decisions.
And I see now that my ambition and the intoxication of Trump power had much to do with the bad decisions, in part, that I made. And to you, Chairman Cummings and Ranking Member Jordan, and the other members of this committee, the members of the House and Senate, I am sorry for my lies and for lying to Congress. And to our nation, I am sorry for actively working to hide from you the truth about Mr. Trump when you needed it most.
From Vietnam, where he's having a summit with the North Korean leader, President Trump tweets, Cohen is lying to reduce his prison time. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
President Donald Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un wrapping up a dinner together as they begin a second major summit, this one in Hanoi, Vietnam. The president telling reporters of his relationship with Kim.
We made a lot of progress, and I think the biggest progress was our relationship is really a good one.
The formal talks are to begin tomorrow. The two leaders met for the first time in Singapore last June. A prominent Catholic Church leader is now behind bars for sexually abusing kids. The 77-year-old Cardinal George Pell was convicted in December of 5 child sex offenses. He's scheduled to be sentenced in March, but was taken into custody early today after his bail was unexpectedly revoked. Pell found guilty of sexually abusing two choir boys when he was Archbishop of Melbourne, Australia, in the late 1990s. He faces up to 50 years in prison, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thousands are being ordered to evacuate Northern California as heavy rain is causing rivers to rise there. Authorities in Sonoma County ordering evacuations for at least 25 communities along the Russian River, which is expected to reach flood stage overnight. Officials warning those waters could rise 13 feet above flood stage before they crest. An elderly New Jersey man says he was attacked at the supermarket for wearing a red President Trump hat. The Make America Great Again hat has become a lightning rod since Trump became president, and now this 81-year-old shopper claims he was attacked on Monday at a grocery store in Somerset because he was wearing one. He suffered only minor injuries. He declined treatment at a hospital. Similar incidents have been reported recently at a restaurant in Massachusetts and at a Kentucky clothing store as well. The Supreme Court will soon decide if a giant cross can remain standing on public land in Maryland. Today, the High Court will hear a case about that 45-foot-high cross in a Maryland suburb of D.C., a monument that was built over 90 years ago to commemorate 49 service members who died in World War I. In 2012, the American Humanist Association filed a suit claiming its presence on public land violates the Constitution, amounting to a government establishment of religion. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.